So I'd invite you to turn with me as we consider this moment the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 22 to 30. Let's first hear that Word of God. Then Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, notice that's not just to this guy who asked him, but to them, the crowd, all of them. "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, 'Sir, open to us the door.' But he will answer, 'I do not know you or where you come from.' Then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' But he will reply, 'I do not know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers.' There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. People will come from east and west, north and south, and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first who will be last." Here ends the reading of God's holy word for us today. Thanks be to God. Enter, Jesus says, through the narrow door. William Barclay, great commentator on Scripture and a storyteller, he once compared the Christian way, he said, is like a climb up a mountain path towards a peak which never will be reached in this world's life. It's not even like a drive, I was thinking, up the Mount Washington Road. Anybody ever drive up Mount Washington to the peak there? Or maybe another is the Road to the Sun in Glacier National Park. It's not even like that. It's a climb on a path. And here Jesus says it's a narrow path at that. It was said of two gallant climbers who died on Mount Everest. When last seen, they were going strong for the top. And now there are many bodies on the path to the peak of Everest who were going strong for the top. Let it also be said of us that we, at the moment of our death, were going strong for the top. It was inscribed upon the grave of an Alpine guide who had died on the mountainside. He died climbing. Let it also be said of us that we died climbing. For the Christian life is constantly one of climbing an upward and onward way. And it's a truth that if we're not climbing up, we're falling down. No one can just stay static. I'm sure you're aware of that, those who just stop on the cliff side, hanging on by their fingers and toes. The longer they stay still, the more likely they shall fall. And it's true of us as well. We cannot just stay still. Notice Jesus' reply to the one who asked him. Lord, are only a few people going to be saved? Jesus' reply doesn't address at all the question of how many. Jesus' answer is entirely consistent with what he's been saying all along in this section of Luke. Watch out. Be on your guard. He told the guy who had asked him to help in the issue of an inheritance dispute. Or be dressed, ready for service, like those waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet. It will be good, he said, to be found watching and waiting. It's as simple as this, Jesus tells Peter in chapter 12, verse 48. From everyone who has much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. So make every effort, Jesus says. Strive, the Revised Standard Version puts it. The word is agonisthe. Struggle and continue struggling is the tense of this word. It's the word from which we get agony. Strive and continue striving to the end, to enter salvation's narrow door. For many will be completely surprised who were complacent about a faith with meaning, relying upon something inherited, perhaps, or once confessed long ago, but which has no fruits now, has become lukewarm at best, cold and dead, like a lifeless corpse at the worst. As Jesus says, of those who stand outside pleading with the house owner who open his door to them who plead, Lord, please, please open to us. The answer they get shall be, I do not know where you come from. Get out of here, essentially. Even though they protested, wait, we ate with you. We drank with you. Still the answer shall be, I do not know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers. Matthew, in his gospel, just a few verses away from this record of Jesus' saying of the narrow door, in chapter 7, he records Jesus saying, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father, she who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied even in your name? Have we not cast out demons even in your name? Have we not done many wonders even in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, all you who practice lawlessness. I guess at the end of the day, we must say it's going to be sad for some. Like many, Jesus said is here. For many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able. It's going to be sad because there truly will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when they see from afar Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the patriarch Saul, the prophets as well, all in the kingdom of God. But those strangers of God thrown out. People will come from east and west, north and south, and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those, Jesus concludes, who are last now, but will be first. First, who will be last. You know, remember, this someone who posed the question at the first to Jesus was likely a Jew, was likely seeking to find out, well, will these Gentiles who are also in this motley crowd, will they be also included? Won't they be excluded from the kingdom? Who will be saved? And Jesus here is clearly saying, from the east and west, north and south, they will take their places at the feast in the kingdom. Don't rely upon your inheritance as Father Abraham, children of Father Abraham. And should we not also say, don't rely on just membership in the church? I saw recently a guy who was giving an altar call, essentially, to a crowd. Called out, and maybe you've seen this. I've seen it many times, actually. Seen a guy say, if you believe in Jesus right now, just raise your hand. And, you know, people all over will raise their hands. But what will they do afterward? That's what Jesus here is asking. What will you do in the climb of your faith after you've entered the narrow door? Writing to Christians, Gentiles and Jews alike, Paul wrote to the Ephesians in chapter 2, verses 8 to 10, it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, but a gift from God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are created as God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. You see, yes, it's true. By grace we have been saved from the works of the law. But it's equally true. We've got to do something with that grace. One can pass by the narrow way and totally miss it. The story is told of a man who was quite used to luxury and affluence. He had large houses, was pampered by staff, and he died. And arriving in heaven, was met by an angel sent to conduct him to his house. They passed through many fine mansions along the way, the streets of gold up there, and he wondered, well, which one of these will be mine? As they kept walking, he began to notice the houses became much smaller the further they went. And on the very fringe, they came to a house that was a little more than a hut. "This is your house," the angel said. "Well, what?" said the man. "That? It cannot be that I live in that." "Well, I am sorry," the angel said, "but that's all we could build with the materials you sent up." Let's send up to heaven the materials to build a mansion. A mansion in the streets of gold. Heavenly Father, Jesus here, he gave a warning to us. Not just to take our faith and your grace for granted. Let us build upon it, Lord, that your name might be glorified, all in all. Amen.